A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. The women went away quickly from the tomb, fearful yet overjoyed, and ran to announce this to the disciples. And behold, Jesus met them on their way and greeted them. They approached, embraced his feet, and did him homage. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go, tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." While they were going, some of the guard went into the city and told the chief priest all that had happened. They assembled with the elders and took counsel. Then they gave a large sum of money to the soldiers, telling them, "You are to say, 'His disciples came by night and stole him while we were asleep.' And if this gets to the ears of the governor, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble." The soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed. And this story has circulated among the Jews to the present day. The Gospel of the Lord. When Jesus chooses and calls us, it is not to a life of leisure. Being a disciple of Christ means being an apostle, a servant of Yahweh, as he was. The women are at the dawn of an entirely new world of knowledge and experience. In today's Gospel from Matthew, they are described as fearful, yet overjoyed. An instant effect of the resurrection was fear. But what kind of fear? Some say it was fear of seeing the dead or ghosts, or fear of the soldiers, or that they would be arrested. I think it is the fear of awe. Reverence. The Gospel says they did him homage. They were seeing and touching something beyond this world of time and space, because it was mixed with great joy. They have just seen two apparitions, one of an angel and the other of Jesus. How could they not be overjoyed at seeing Jesus alive again? Both Jesus and the angel give the women a message for the disciples. Thus, the resurrection experience is not just a personal religious experience. It is an impulse to share the good news that Jesus has risen and has changed one's own life. And Jesus desires this for all people. The women fall at Jesus' feet and worship him. The evangelist expresses their fear or reverence and joy as worship or homage. It is as if they were saying, "I am beside myself. My mind is so agitated with fear, hope, and joy. This is unexpected good news." Or, more colloquially, "Lord, you've blown me away by your presence." We had a hint of worshiping at the feet of Jesus back in the second chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, where the Magi fell down and worshipped the helpless child of Bethlehem. The risen Jesus appears to people not to satisfy their personal needs, but to send them on mission, even to all the nations, even to the ends of the earth. The disciples, like the women, cannot cling to their old relationship to Jesus. They do encounter the same Jesus, although glorified, but they receive a new message. The exultant spirits of the women in obedience to the angel and the Lord impel them to run to the disciples to share, announce, proclaim the good news for the very first time. No one had ever risen from the dead like this before, not even Lazarus. Christ bestows his graces and consolations by degrees, first by his angels, and then by his very self. He does not reveal himself to the unbelieving and disobedient souls. Jesus appears not even to these women until he has tried their faith and obedience by his ministering angel. Saint Jerome gives a different interpretation of the women's fear and joy. He says, quote, two different feelings occupied the minds of the women, fear and joy. Fear came from the magnitude of the miracle they had witnessed, and joy from their desire for the resurrection. Nevertheless, both feelings impelled their steps. They continued on to the apostles, so that through them the seed of faith would be scattered. Thus it happened that Eve's curse was undone by these women. End of quotation. According to Jerome, Eve had exhibited no reverential fear and awe of the Creator God, and hence she was not obedient to his will. However, like the women at the empty tomb, our fear and obedience can undo sin in our own lives. Fear and obedience flowing from love can produce deep joy within and around us that proclaims the good news of Jesus to those who see us or know us. Therefore, let us pray during this Easter week for the graces of reverential fear and overwhelming joy, that we may proclaim the good news of the resurrection of Jesus Christ to all those we meet.